1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. A very impressive performance from your team as you extend that home winning streak to 12 with a 45-10 win over Fordham. What impressed you with the team's effort as you go back and look at that game?
Well, I was very pleased with our practice week. I thought it was our best practice week of the year. I think we came out and controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball and, played very physical. And, that's our brand of football. And, each week we've gotten a little bit better at getting our younger kids to understand that.
Let's start on the offensive side. 601 yards of total offense. This is a unit that when we came into the year only had three returning starters. It seems to be getting better and better. Was this as good as they've looked on Saturday?
Yeah, I think we've got all our parts healthy together, which was good. And some of our young kids have matured through the process. Not only our quarterback, but our running back. A couple of young wide receivers, our two new starting tackles, our tight end group, all have taken the next step. And, I said earlier in the year, I thought we were talented enough, concerned about how green we were, and it would just be a process to get better. And I think we're starting to make progress in that situation. We certainly can continue to get better.
Tackwell Fields, another big game, 232 yards and three touchdowns. That in itself is impressive, but when you look at that, he only threw the ball 12 times. How good has he become on the deep ball? Especially seems like teams are trying to play you guys one-on-one on the outside, and he seems to be taking advantage of that.
Yeah, I think he's has the big arm, has the ability to get it there. I think our receivers are doing a real good job. Getting open and finishing the plays for him, which is important. Teams are going to stop the run, and, you got to be efficient throwing the ball up the field when teams are trying to stop the run, especially early parts of the game. So it's something that we're comfortable with, he's comfortable with, and, once again, he had 9 completions for the 230 or so yards. So, he's trending correctly, but still improvements needed out there.
One of those receivers that he was able to find actually was one of your freshmen, the tight end Isaiah Gibbons, with a couple of touchdown catches. We've talked about a lot in the last few weeks about the guys on the outside, but what does he provide for you?
Well, he was he got injured right at the end of preseason and missed our first few games. Was back 2 weeks ago in a limited role. He's a dual threat kid. He's tough enough, physical enough to block the edges, and he's maybe as good as any receiver we have on our team as far as the ability to stretch the field athletically, big-bodied, and run routes. So, he's still got some progress to make learning our offense as a newcomer, but very excited about that. He made a couple of very nice plays on Saturday.
Got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Your question comes from Adam Peck with Brooklyn.
Good morning, Coach. Obviously, a career game for Sabah on the ground, over 180 yards of rushing offense. I wonder, though, about Tyson Lawton. We saw him make a couple plays in the first quarter, but then didn't get another touch on the ball for the remainder of the game. And I know he's coming off a bit of an injury. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on Sabah's performance and also give us an update on Lawton.
Well, Sabah's a kid that really was a wide receiver for us for his first year and a half year, and then moved him to running back a little bit last year, but really full-time this past spring. I think he's a very, very good athlete. He runs the ball with great patience. He's really changed his body physically over the course of his time here, and I think he's now, turning into an above-average CA running back. So excited about that. Ty Lawton, plan was to play him very little. He came off a sprained ankle that he got in the first game and did not play the next two. Practiced very limited last week, so my goal was to get him a couple snaps and get him out of there, and we did. He's 100% healthy now. Practiced last night full speed, probably for the first time in a month or so. So we're excited about having the trio healthy and ready to go for this Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Chuck, just building on that a little bit, as you said, yeah, I mean, you said from day one you felt like the talent was on hand to do sort of the things that you were able to do a year ago. Everybody knows how good that running game was last season. Do you feel like you're starting to approach that with this group that you have now?
Yeah, and as we know, it's a group effort. I think we're a tad better up on the offensive line. We brought back a lot of kids that played, and we had a couple of kids that were in the wings that developed correctly. So, you know, we're playing nine guys on the offensive line on a regular basis when the game starts. And I think if you can do that, you stay fresh. Kids practice harder because they want to play more reps. So I think combination of the backs certainly getting their feet wet, and then the offensive line, I thought, is starting to come together.
Switching sides to your defense, which was equally as impressive. You hold Fordham to just 38 yards rushing and using that aggressive style, 11 tackles for loss. How did you feel like you played defensively and then went over Fordham?
Yeah, you know, hoping that we'll continue to trend in that direction defensively. You know, we've played all of the three non-league games. If we take the Utah State game out, I'm very well versed the run, limiting any opportunities. And, you know, that's what we want to be defined as, playing physical up front. And I think we've, once again, you know, with the new inside linebackers, those kids each week have gotten better and better. We're rotating three guys. All of them have zero experience at Stony Brook at the collegiate level. I think each week they've gotten better and better, and that's been the important part of what's happening.
With that non-conference schedule behind you, what do you feel like the biggest thing you've learned about your team over the past 4 weeks?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, specifically this past weekend, we didn't let our guard down. You know, we're playing at home. We've been successful at home, but, you know, you try to stay focused on why you're successful, and it's not about your opponent. And I think we prepared correctly. I think we gave Fordham the respect they deserved because they are a talented team with a quarterback that's very good. And I think as a result, I think I've learned this team can play week to week and then not look at the past or look at the future, play within themselves for the present.
Conference play starts Saturday at Rhode Island, a team that has lost two heartbreakers in CAA play as you've started to study. Coach Fleming's team, what impresses you about them, and what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, I think, you know, them and Elon have probably played the toughest early season schedule of any CAA team. And so I think Rhode Island's a really, 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 really good football team, as they've shown in all three of their games. You know, offensively, they're explosive, have two as good of receivers as they've been in this league since I've been here. Quarterback is getting the ball very efficiently, and, you know, defensively, they're playing good football, playing responsibility football, causing some teams some issues. I think that's a top 20 team, in my opinion, based on what I've seen on the field.
When you look at some of the early results around the conference and how competitive the games have been, and you certainly have been in this league a while now, how much do things change, and what are you telling your team as you start conference play?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't play the game going into it, understanding that halftime is as important as the preparation of the game week, you're probably not going to win. You've got to play four quarters of football. You've got to come out every week in this league, understanding that and preparing, which means your depth chart has to be strong, your backups have to be ready, and you got to be able to coach really, really hard on Saturdays. And I think, you know, watching just the score so far, it's very rare that the fourth quarter doesn't mean something.
All right, Chuck, safe travels to Rhode Island. Thanks for your time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.